All right, so let's talk about the series of errors that led to this tragedy. First, the Doctors Without Borders has said, listen, we tell everyone in the battle theater exactly where our locations are. The military has this list, but it looks like this flight took off without that list to begin with.
Yeah, there's no question that this was a protected site that was not supposed to be hit. It was on a no-strike list. But as in any accident or mishap like this, there's a whole series of things that go wrong. You interrupt that chain at any point, the bad thing doesn't happen. And this one started when the AC-130 gunship took off in what it thought was an emergency mission to go help some U.S. troops on the ground. Turned out they didn't have to. They were on their way back. Because of that, they took off early. It did not have the no-strike list loaded into their plane. They also were then threatened by a shoulder-fired missile from the ground that caused them to divert their course. Their radio antenna and satellite radio didn't work, so they couldn't get updated information. As you said in your report, when they came back, they were at a different angle. The targeting system pointed them to an empty field, and then they made the really fatal mistake, and that was to try to identify the target visually on the ground based on the description that they had, and they simply confused the hospital building for this government compound that was about a quarter of a mile away. And, you know, once they thought that was the target, they were convinced. They were locked onto it, and they began really withering fire from the air that lasted almost a half an hour.
And this is based off of a description they're getting from someone who's on the ground, not next to the hospital or next to where the fighting allegedly was happening, but several kilometers away.
Yeah, they were 9 kilometers away. And that's another violent, you know, normally you have to have eyes on the target. There's somebody on the ground called a JTAC, Joint Tactical Air Controller, essentially a spotter who's spotting the target. They're supposed to have eyes on the target. What the report found was nobody had eyes on the target, not the Afghans, not the Americans, and, of course, the crew of the plane didn't either. And this, by the way, is a very fearsome weapon, this AC-130 gunship. It's a modified C-130 aircraft with a series of cannons out the left side. It circles the target and just rains shells down on the target. It can really do damage to a target, and that's what happened here.